Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know what? As long as we're talking about bucking technology, let's go ahead and just keep that going.
The men's room top
really put the emphasis on it.
Yeah, thank you.
The men's room top 10!
So this comes to us from Talker, and it says a new poll found half of Americans are trying to disconnect from the digital world whenever they can and live more analog lifestyles. So they gave us the top 10 analog trends that we're embracing this year.
I read it wrong. I saw anal log. Like, oh, yeah.
Is that what we're calling it now?
All right, man.
All right. Yeah.
I'm living the anal log lifestyle.
I'm going to go leave.
Three times today.
Yeah, baby.
It looks like...
It's anal log. I'm like, yeah, cool.
Looks like...
Everyone's into that lifestyle. I didn't know.
It's like run off
or could be anal OG.
Yeah, I'm the anal OG. It's coming back, baby.
Anal OG.
There's a script of that.
I was the first guy to go, hey, I got an idea. As long as I'm back here.
Yeah.
You know what I could do? Hang on, baby. Breathe real deep. I want to try this.
Sometimes you plug stuff in a different outlet.
That's right.
That's all.
See if this light bulb works.
Oh, analog.
Here.
My bad.
Analog trends that we're embracing this year. Actual cameras, they say. Phone cameras are really good now, but the real ones still have their appeal. And
I think it depends if you like taking pictures.
And I
correct. Let me rephrase that. If you like photography, right? So everyone takes a picture. There's nothing wrong with that. You want to catch something in the moment. I get it. But people that like photography, it's a much different
thing. Then you need to go back and plug that into an actual computer to download the pictures.
Not necessarily, though, Miles, because
there's a lot of Polaroids.
Photography enthusiasts that'll tell you that the actual film is a lot better than anything that digital can produce.
But they enjoy the process of creation.
I'm sure you got to mail that off somewhere.
But I'm with you, though, because...
More than likely.
There are some that will still buy a film camera, but I feel like if people are using analog cameras, as it were, it's more on the Polaroid side. They're still getting those little tiny Polaroid ones, or they're getting they want the instant ones still.
Yeah, you still want that, because we like the instant gratification. But if you're someone that has a camera with all the lenses and all that, you go, okay, this person's into photography, which is a lot different than taking pictures.
Yeah, like my buddy Joe or like Thrill, like they've always liked photography, and I've never known you guys not to have actual cameras and actual lenses.
Yeah. Analog music. Listening to records, CDs, or the
radio. Analog music.
I think it is like sometimes to listen to a record.
Yeah.
I love it, man. It sounds stupid, and I know some people... talk about the sound quality, blah, blah, blah. For me, I just realized when I put on vinyl, you listen to the record differently.
Yes.
Only in the sense of, because you got to flip it over at some point. So it sounds ridiculous, but you kind of read the last song on, say, side one. But as a result, you really listen to each song.
Absolutely.
And I appreciate it because the artist put the work into it.
I just get tired of people yelling at Alexa and other stuff. And it's just like...
Alexa, play blah, blah, blah.
Right, like let the song we're listening to finish. You know what I mean?
Oh, right,
it's like
right,
people
right.
are so excited to get to the next one. Like, hey, hang on.
Right. Mm-hmm. Just let this one complete.
Trust the playlist.
Wearing a watch. Not a smartwatch, but a dumb watch. I literally switched to that here in the last couple of years. I don't like the smartwatches. I don't like having to put this thing on a friggin' charger at the end of the night because they die halfway through. The last time I wore my digital watch was on New Year's Eve to count those 50,000 steps, and beyond that, I can't remember the last time before
that
I
wore it. It's good to exercise with, but other than that, you don't need a day-to-day.
No.
I would say most people that wear the smartwatches, though, it's like a phone. The last thing you do is actually make a phone call. You use it for a billion other things.
Yes.
And I feel like with the smartwatch, and there's nothing wrong with this, but they use it, to count their steps, blah, blah, blah. But to look at the time... that's the last thought on their mind.
Absolutely.
I still love my buddy Rob after we did that Diplo 5K and then went to the concert. His watch just kept going off. Like, Jesus, man, you're really moving today. Because we were just like dancing for like an hour. And it was like, you're the man.
Using an old school planner. Again, these are the 10 analog trends that we're embracing this year.
I don't know if I'd call my wife an old school planner.
Mm. Oh. Yeah, but you also have a chalkboard in your home.
I do have the chalkboard.
Where you have notes up about what's going on, where you need to be, or whatever the deal is, what the activities are.
Absolutely. We all have the giant calendars on our desk.
Yeah, we are the only three people in this entire floor that use a desktop calendar.
Yep.
Because everyone will say, hey, man, I sent it to you in the Google calendar.
Yep.
I'm like, brother, you know I'm not going to look at that.
I still have to write it on there. That's how I know I'm committed to something.
Yeah.
Writing letters. Ooh. When's the last time you got one in the mail? If you're under 30, maybe never.
My one uncle sends letters.
Okay. I like it.
He's also kind of insane. I'm not saying that they're correlated. I'm just saying he's the one person who sends letters, and he's the one dude that's crazy.
Oh, we get letters here at KISW for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes, we do.
Using an alarm clock. Not just the one on your phone, but an actual alarm clock.
I use an alarm clock. I rarely use the alarm clock, but when I have to, I use the clock. It's on the other side of the room, just so I force myself to get out of bed.
I just don't own one anymore.
Yeah. I saw a study a long while ago. It was like, get the clock out of your room because it's stressing you out in the middle of the night. You wake up
Turn it the other way.
Yeah, you know.
It's turned the other way, so I can't see what time it is, but when the alarm goes off, then it's
I'm telling you what, though, man. Those little lights with the clock on them.
Yeah.
That slowly, gradually bring the light up before it's time to get up.
Yeah.
Like that.
And then they slowly bring up, like, I've got KISW on there. So I slowly wake up to the light, the radio station, then boom, the alarm goes off.
So you slowly wake up to Green Day.
Pretty much. Leggett Park, I mean, that's how I get up.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Playing physical games, like board games, puzzles, instead of video games.
Yeah.
I'm just not a big video game guy because I don't have the ability.
I got you.
Yeah, I mean, that's really it. But yeah. It's weird because the kid plays video games because he's a kid, but on the occasion of board games break out, like if we're visiting the in-laws because they're big on the cards and all that.
Sure.
The amount of fun that I see my kids having because, they're, you know, they're actually having an interaction with someone physically there is very cool.
Using a paper calendar. There you go. You're probably not ditching your iCalendar, but it's nice to have one hanging somewhere, they say.
It's the only calendar I got, dude.
My guy Alan down at the auction that I work at on Tuesday mornings, he still every year has a Kraken calendar that he puts up
there,
and he writes down just all the notes that he has on that calendar. He's probably the only one that I see uses an actual hang-up calendar.
My thing is I have a hang-up calendar, and I write stuff on there. I forget to look at it because it's behind me when we get to work. So someone will bring it, hey, man, we got that meeting at 10:30.
Right.
Like, what are you talking about? But when I look at the calendar, I've written it down.
Yep.
They still do a Snap-on Tools calendar with all the ladies.
Oh, yeah.
I know they still do the firemen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they do.
Why can't they do that?
There used to be, like, fishing calendars, too. There was, like, hot chicks that were, like, wearing waders and, like, a bra fishing.
Here's a big
fish.
Whoa,
like a bikini top.
The thing is, they could have hot chicks doing anything. It didn't matter.
That's a solid.
Here's hot chicks eating sushi. You're like, all right, cool.
That's going to be a good
month. That's my calendar.
Pinky plumbing.
Yeah. Whatever. She's taking a turd out of the toilet. Hot chick. Cool. That's my calendar.
I'll call Sawyer.
There you go.
Got an idea for you, buddy.
Sawyer, come on, man. Let's get it done.
Let's get hot chicks. Plumbing.
Plunging a dirty That's brown right. toilet.
Just get a digging in there. We can make this thing sound like hotcakes, man. Come on. Jesus. Oh, God. Reading books.
Real question, though. Why is it always firemen? Can we get a sexy cop one?
I think it's just because firemen are kind of known for being crazy ripped.
Right, but also... You know, I like a man in uniform, right? And one that we hear that blows my mind is UPS guys, just because brown is not the most flattering thing. But, like,
got a
UPS,
package for you, ladies.
You're missing the boat. You know, they would buy your freaking calendar if you just had the UPS guys with their big-ass thighs walking all the time.
What if we had, like, professions that were, like, obvious porn stars? There's, like, the pizza guy, the UPS guy, the pool boy.
You know what? You're right.
Bikini barista.
There you
Stepson.
Go.
Stepson.
Exactly. Oh, God.
Bad stepmom.
The lonely single mother across the street.
Yeah, exactly. Look, if they hit the
I
category.
I didn't know anybody could see that my breasts were out.
Yeah, honestly, if you hit the thumbnail, make a calendar. Puffy nipples. You know, there it is, man.
The calendar.
Harry.
How do you spell October? With these two.
Yeah, Harry the calendar.
Reading books.
It's just Harry the Husky.
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah,
just pixelated.
E-readers, e-readers just aren't the same, so people are starting to read physical books. I never got into the e-readers. You know, I thought they were cool. They're crazy convenient. I tried to read on my phone for a little while there, and it just didn't feel right.
I'm
There's
a book
also
guy,
something
man.
Very satisfying about how much you read in a sitting. So yeah. When you move that bookmark down, you're like, all right, man, I'm 2/3 of the way through the book.
I'm also the guy that's like, how many pages do I have left in this chapter? You know, do I cram this in?
Because I'll finish the chapter.
Right. Do I cram this in before I stop? And then I'll leave you with this last and final analog trend that we are embracing this year, the analogy trend of the year, using an actual notebook for notes. Apps are great, but pens and paper still do exist.
I write everything.
Yes, you do. The problem is when I do that, I lose track of where it is. You know, I can't just put it down on a piece of paper because it'll get lost. I do have a whole bunch
That happens.
I do have a whole bunch of notes that are open. I'm good.
Yeah.
But it also allows me to kind of rearrange where things are going. If I
that
have a train of thought, I don't have to erase. I don't have to squeeze it in here.
I use
can
the
just...
sticky note.
Yes, you do.
My wife laughs because she'll open like a notebook and there's just nothing but notes. Then there's 3 or 4 sticky notes. And then I just have an arrow from the sticky note pointing to whatever topic it's kind of covering. That makes sense. She's like, why do you do this? I'm like, because it makes sense to me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.